Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
Hey, Vera, I don't want to seem nosy, but what is that?
I give up.
Well, whatever it was, it died a horrible death.
Travis, it's two eggs and a sausage patty.
Oh? Which is which?
I think those are the eggs.
Give me a Western omelet, take sweet down lox and eggs and a side of grits.
Hey, Alice, I got two tickets for the ballet.
I'm busy.
But I haven't even told you what night they're for.
Are you using the other ticket?
Yeah.
I'm busy.
That's too bad. It's Swan Lake.
Come on, Travis. You like the ballet?
I love it. All those guys jumping up and down in their underwear. It's a riot. Yeah. Under this gruff exterior, there's a man of culture trying to get out.
He'll never make it.
When is Flo going to show up?
I don't know. She went to a weekend party in Scottsdale. Maybe she had some trouble.
Welcome back, Carter.
I just had the most terrible experience of my life.
All the motels had no vacancy signs?
When Curly Norris drove me to my trailer this morning, a terrible thing had happened while I was gone. I couldn't believe it. Curly couldn't believe it either.
You ought to bet froze.
No. My trailer was robbed.
What?
You're kidding.
What do you mean, robbed?
Robbed.
What'd they take?
My whole house. Some turkey towed away my trailer.
Are you sure it's missing?
Vera, when you go to open the front door and there ain't no front door, it don't take a genius to figure out that the house is gone.
They took the whole trailer?
The whole trailer. All that was left was the cement step and the sewer connection. I lost everything. All my Eddie Arnold records. And that autographed photo of Dale Evans. Everything that was of any sentimental value, like my three divorce certificates.
Did you call the sheriff?
Yeah.
The cops will find it, honey.
I hope you gave them a good description of your trailer.
They all know it.
How many trailers have mirrored ceilings?
Mail, kiss my grits!
I told the sheriff that I'd offer a real special reward for whoever found it.
Yeah? I bet three squad cars smashed into each other trying to be first out of the station.
Well, whatever the reward was, I'll double it.
That'll call off the search.
All I've got left in the world is what's in them two bags. Well, no point crying about it. I guess they'll find it.
Listen, Floey, stay with me till he finds your trailer, huh?
Oh, honey, you crowded enough.
Flo's right. There's an old saying, guests and fish begin to stink after 3 days.
Come on, it'll only be for a few days.
Are you sure it's all right?
Yeah, it'd be fun. I'd like to have an adult around. Gets kind of tiring talking to a 12-year-old about the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, the Phoenix Suns, I love them. All them great big boys face-breaking in them cute little short pants.
So now I'll have two 12-year-olds to talk to.
You two are making a big mistake.
Why?
Women just can't live together. You'd be better off staying at my place. It's only a one-bedroom, but you're welcome to it.
Well, that's real sweet of you, Mel, but I don't want to put you out of your own bed.
You wouldn't.
Forget him, and welcome to the Hyatt Hilton.
Thanks. Whew, I can't wait to get into something more comfortable.
That's all you had with you, nightgowns?
I didn't exactly go to a Tupperware party.
Listen, Flo, about the nightgowns, you know, since you'll be staying here, we have to consider Tommy.
What color
color do you think he'd like?
I think he'd like them all, but I was hoping maybe you'd wear something less revealing.
They don't make anything less revealing.
Saran wrap would be less revealing. Chloe, you can wear one of my robes. Let me help you unpack, huh?
Oh, no, no problem. I'll unpack.
How do you iron your clothes? You run your trailer back and forth over them?
I don't bother much with nightgowns. They get wrinkled anyhow. Now, this one goes in the kitchen. You got room in the fridge?
You didn't bring food, did you?
No, my makeup. Have to keep it on ice. Avocado face cream, strawberry body lotion, almond elbow paste, coconut skin food, and cucumber foot cream.
You've got more flavors than Howard Johnson's. What do you do when a guy tries to hug you? You squirt right out of his arms?
You just learn to hang on.
Well, come on, let's go make up the bed, huh?
Oh, okay. Hey, this is fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Alice, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Are you a right side or a left side?
You want to run that by me again?
Do you like to sleep on the right side of the bed or the left?
The right. Why?
Well, it's going to get sort of crowded on the right.
You like the right side?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. I just became ambidextrous.
Well, hell, I don't care how you vote.
Sam, Mom?
No, honey, that's okay. Thanks. We're all right.
Oh. Well, this avocado dip is spoiled.
What avocado dip?
Hey, Tucker, that's my face cream.
Cheer up, sweetheart. Look at it this way. Your lips will never have wrinkles.
Oh, hi, honey.
Sweetheart, this is not a wash line, huh? And I thought you were going to vacuum around a little bit.
I did, honey.
Next time, try plugging it in.
Oh, Alice, there's nothing wrong with the room. It just looks lived in.
By what, a family of raccoons?
Boy, are you in a good mood.
I'm sorry, I'm just tired. I'm going to make some hot tea, take a bath, and go to bed. Tommy get to sleep all right?
Oh, he had a tiny cold. So I gave him some hot lemon juice washed down with a spoonful of bourbon. You know, Alice, one of the things I like about staying here is that I get to help out being mother.
Honey, there's a difference between being mother and being bartender.
Gotcha.
It's funny. I thought I had tea bags here.
I rearranged everything like I had it in my trailer.
You rearranged my cabinets?
Yeah, I put the tea bags in a special place so they'd be easier to find. If I could only remember where.
Never mind, I'm too tired for tea or a hot bath. I'll just brush my teeth and hit the sack.
Okay.
What'd you do, tap dance on this toothpaste?
What are you doing?
Spiders. I think I got them.
Alice, them are my eyelashes.
Oh, Flo, I could have sworn they were moving. I'm sorry, honey. Will you forgive me?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, for heaven's sake. Billy Joe, take
him. Hey there, float baby. How in the world are you?
My land. I believe you've put on a pound or two, haven't you?
Well, here and there.
Well, both places look better for it.
I believe you put on a pound or two yourself.
There's more I've been to love.
Hey, did you hear about me being robbed?
Robbed? Well, let's see now. I believe I did hear that the police was looking for a hot trailer.
That's the only way they could describe yours.
You old yahoo! Hey, oh, Alice, I don't geez. Believe you met my friend Billy Joe.
How you doing, Alice?
Never better.
That's a real nice night you got there, Alice.
Thank you so much.
Now relax, sugar.
Billy Joe's seen a girl in her 90 before.
Well, you know it, and I just love 90s.
What a break.
Say, how'd your Herb know I was here?
That's gonna have to be my little secret.
Why, he was probably just passing by and saw your sign in the window.
You wasn't on your way to bed, was you?
No, I was on my way to play polo with the millionaire that lives next door.
Hey, Billy Joe, can I get you a beer or something?
That really hit the spot.
It ought to. You got a big enough target there.
Sweet. Alice, don't you move a muscle. You stand right there. For spiders. They was real ugly ones, too.
Yeah, we got them everywhere. Can I get you something, honey?
Only a loaded pistol.
I'm only gonna be able to stay a minute here, girls. Flo. Huh?
Did I ever tell you the one about these three cowboys was on this desert island with this stuttering nurse?
I think you dozed off there for a second.
I know. It's nature's way of stopping me from killing.
Oh, Alice. All right, Billy Joe, can I get you another beer?
Well, just a minute, let's see. Come in.
You silly thing.
All right. The bar is closed. It's 2:30. We have to go to work in the morning.
I don't have to be in until 10.
Well, I have to be in early. Now, Billy Joe, I want you to say nighty-night to Flo, go to the door, open it, walk out, close it behind you, get in your truck, and a truck on a home.
What is it you're trying to say, Sugar Plum?
Will you please get the hell out of here?
She want me to leave.
Yes, she does. Does she have to spell it out for you?
No, don't do that, Sugar. That'd only confuse him. I guess you better go, Billy Joe.
Well, my land. Hold on there. I can take a hinge.
Sure do. Thank you, Flo.
You're welcome, honey.
I hate to say this, Alice, but you're a party pooper.
I'm sorry, Flo. Some other time it might have been fun, but tonight, if Paul Newman wanted to stay here, I'd boot him out, too.
Well, if that ever happens, be sure you boot him towards me. You know, Alice, if you're going to give in to a little thing like sleep, you're going to miss half your life.
If I don't get some sleep, I'm not going to make it to the other half.
Shoot. Best times I ever had start after midnight. When Cinderella turns into a pumpkin, that's when old Flo gets going. See, Alice, you gotta train your body not to need all that sleep. What you ought to do is start them Canadian Air Force exercises. I'll show them to you. I learned them directly from the Canadian Air Force. Shoot, honey. Girl can't have no fun at all if she stays in bed all the time. I don't believe I said that.
Would you turn out the light, please?
Okay. Oh. I ain't really tired. I think I'll read a little bit.
What's that?
Celery, I'm on a diet.
Looks good.
It is. You want some?
If you don't mind.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hello? Oh, hey, Billy Joe. Oh, that's real sweet of you. Hold on a minute, honey. Hey, Alice, it's Billy Joe.
Is he back?
No, he's calling from the corner. He wants you to know that he ain't mad at you for throwing him out, and he's real sorry if he kept you away.
Tell him he's doing it again.
Honey, talk to him. He feels terrible, and he wants to apologize.
Tell him it's okay.
Sure, he won't sleep a wink unless you say something.
Good, then we'll be even. Good night, Flo.
Hey, Billy Joe.
Alice accepts your apology. Yeah, she is real nice. You can see how it is. Her and me get along real well, even crowded in like this. Why? No, hell no, I'm not sleeping out if you want to talk. No, I didn't hear about Calvin and Bunny Lee. What? Your kid. She won. He won. The sheriff won. I guess she ain't gonna be in the church choir no more. Oh, listen, that Bunny Lee is something else, you see. Billy Joe, you have to watch out for them white ones. Did I ever tell you about the time that J.W. went out with her and he was in tracks with everybody? Okay, Sleeping Beauty.
Driving me crazy. And the problem is, could I just come right out and tell her that I wanted to leave and keep her as a friend?
Can I help?
Maybe. Let's see how you'd react, okay? All right, say you came to live with me.
Why would I? Nobody stole my apartment.
Well, say somebody did steal your apartment.
How? I live in the 6-story building.
A hurricane blew it over.
A hurricane? When? Oh, you know, Alice, I've had nothing but bad luck with that building.
Vera, please, try to concentrate, huh?
I'll try, but I always find it hard to think when it's windy out.
What I'm asking you is whether your feelings would be hurt if I came right out and told you I didn't want you to live with me.
No. Because I know there isn't room with Flo there.
What's going on?
I was asking Vera a question on human relations.
I don't think she has any. It's about Flo, isn't it?
Yeah.
I knew it wouldn't work out. Mother Nature wanted women to live together. She would have made half of the men.
Listen, I'd do anything not to hurt Flo, but if I don't get her out of there, I'm going to turn into the mayor of Banana City.
Alice, Flo should be told.
Yeah? Mel's Dinah. No, she's not here yet. You did? Where? Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, okay, I will. Okay, thank you. They found Flo's trailer.
Terrific. Cops get their clubhouse back.
Yeah, not to mention. Hey!
Morning, everybody!
Chloe, they found your trailer.
They did?
Yeah!
Oh, that's wonderful. Billy Joe, you can help me move my stuff back tonight.
Well, no, this calls for a party.
You bet it does. My place after work, and tonight everybody stays late.
Good.
Hey, they want you to call them.
Oh, okay. Hey, yeah. I'm almost sorry. I enjoyed staying with you. I know I was bothersome at times.
Oh, listen, I wasn't perfect either. You know, I tried to wake you up early this morning.
Well, don't feel bad because you couldn't. Better folks than you have tried and failed. But you know, Sugar, you've shown me what real friendship is. Taking me in when I needed it. You and Tommy have been just like my family.
You are family, Flowey.
I'm going to miss both of you terribly.
Yeah, we're going to miss you, too.
Alice, I know it wasn't easy.
Oh, come on, will you? You're welcome anytime.
Thanks, Alice. You're real special. You're just a special lady.
Okay.
Flo? I've got to tell you that there's someone who just can't put up with your terrible behavior for one more minute.
Who?
They can't bring themselves to tell you all the trouble you've caused, but I can, and I will.
Now, wait a minute, Vera. Who's been saying these things about me?
The, mayor of Banana City.
Thanks, honey. It's all settled, so you can forget it, okay?
Oh.
Where'd they find a trailer?
In a gulch, he said. Three troopers found it.
Oh, then they'll get to Sheriff Lowe's reward.
I want to be there when they try to divide it.
Hey, Alice.
Yeah?
Did you mean what you said about me being family and welcome any time?
Sure, but you got your trailer back.
High five, if the bedroom was completely burned.
How do you burn a waterbed?
It's going to take a lot of fixing. Sure, Grandma will have to stay with you a little while longer.
Hello, Smokey. Yeah, you can reach me at Alice Hart's place.
Today I stumbled on a show that stirred my soul.
Is that a religious thing?
Full of tender characters.
Rotten, stinking, no-good garbage heap.
And oh so spicy.
Hey, I'll kiss my grits!
Alice, serving up laughs one episode at a time. Weekdays on TNN.